Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Joe Biden in the news tells a reporter that he is a stupid SOB. Actually, I can't blame Joe Biden for that. I think that many of us would like to tell the reporters in the mainstream media the exact same thing. So I don't think that's big news, although Twitter just absolutely blew up last night. About, I guess there was a hot mic and he didn't really realize it. So he called this reporter a stupid SOB. And then, of course, you know, the CNN types get on there and say, well, Donald Trump did the same thing. They're just trying to, as if that somehow excuses Donald Trump doing it, or that somehow excuses Biden for doing it just because Trump did it. It's just, this shows you how childish these political games are. How about just saying that, yeah, that's inappropriate for Donald Trump to do it, and it's also inappropriate for Joe Biden. Can't we just say that? But I guess not. The more important thing, though, is not the fact that Joe Biden called some reporter an SOB. What's really important is this shows how crucial getting a handle on inflation is for the administration, to the point where Joe Biden is actually getting emotional about the topic. Because one of the things that we're trying to think through as rebel capitalists is the Fed's in a position, the government may be in a position where they have to choose, do they want to let inflation continue to run hot and prop up the market, or do they want to let the market crash in an effort to tame inflation? Let me show you what I'm talking about. Let's go to a tweet that I sent last night, and this dives into the story a little bit deeper. So here, this is, and I never thought that I would retweet Brian Stelter, but there you go. At the end of Biden photo op, when reporters shouted cute questions, hoping he'd respond, Fox's Peter Doocy asked a pretty straightforward question in reality. Do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? Biden deadpanned, and because he thought the mic was off, it's a great asset, obviously being sarcastic, more inflation. What a stupid SOB. And so the reason, of course, this was such big news is because the mic was on and he didn't realize it, which I think is kind of funny. But and then it just went into this stupid childish drama where I had to make a press announcement that he actually called the guy to apologize. I mean, if like a stupid soap opera that you just can't turn off the channel or can't turn off the TV. You're just seeing it over and over and over again. But again, obviously Joe Biden is emotional about this topic. So if he is getting this emotional, it shows us that the administration is incredibly concerned. They're probably number one concern right now is inflation. And therefore, I think the probability is far higher that the Fed stays hawkish on Wednesday than I would have imagined prior to seeing this come out. Like yesterday, if you would have said, okay, what's the probability of the Fed staying hawkish Wednesday? I'd say maybe, I don't know, 80%, something like that, 80-20. Now, after seeing this, I'd say probably 90% that the Fed is going to stay hawkish because, again, this shows you how critical the administration sees getting a handle on inflation. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. So now let's go over to maybe another reason why. We look at this article from CNN. It's home prices are starting to lose steam. Yes. Okay. Well, that's a great headline right there. But if you get into the research a little bit further, you see that home prices rose 18.8% year over year. So this is interesting on a lot of different levels. Number one, when we see home prices go up, we say, oh, well, that's good news. The housing market's going up. Well, it's only good news if you own a house. It's really, really bad news if you're trying to buy a house. And I think for more and more Americans, they fall into the category of trying to buy a house. And therefore, they see this, them being priced out of the market is what I'm saying. Plus, they see mortgage rates go up, which further exacerbates the problem of them being priced out of the market. Then they see all their groceries go up. Then they see their childcare costs go up. Their insurance go up. And they start to get pissed. And the polls, I think, are showing that. And I think the Democrats realize that the midterm elections or the voters are most likely going to express their views negatively in the midterm elections. This is what they're really worried about. Now, on a side note, we see prices slowing down. Now, it's not that significant because we go from 19.1% to 18.8. So I think that could just kind of be noise, although this could also be a canary in the coal mine. And this could further emphasize how important it is that we pay attention to what's going on with asset prices right now while the Fed is in this tapering process and talking about increasing interest rates and doing quantitative tightening. We've got to pay attention to what the market signals are telling us with the stock market and risk assets such as Bitcoin, if you want to throw that into the category. But we also have to pay attention to what's happening with housing. I think this has a lot to do with mortgage rates, therefore the 10-year treasury going up significantly over the last month or so. I also think this has a lot to do with the fact that the government isn't deficit spending to the tune of $4 or $5 trillion per year by sending out some form of stimmy check. And whether it's right or wrong, the ball is when people don't have to pay their rent, when people don't have to pay their mortgage, and when people are getting quote unquote free money from the government, that gives them more purchasing power when it comes to buying either a different home or buying a home for the first time. So main takeaways here from this video is we realize the administration understands how inflation is political kryptonite. And this tells us that they are going to do everything in their power to get inflation down. That means getting Jerome Powell on the phone and saying, don't you dare consider going back on your promise to raise interest rates or do whatever you can to beat inflation or to bring the level of inflation, the headline CPI down. And then when Jerome Powell says, okay, well, you know, that might crash the stock market. This is telling us is that the administration doesn't care because they're in a situation where they've got to pick their poison. And I think this shows us which poison they are going to choose. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.